Now, I have to wonder, did you and Samantha go through her favorite books or read lots of young adult novels? I mean, did you share books in the process of writing off the page?
She is totally committed to Sarah Dessen. She grew up reading Sarah Dessen's books and idolizing Sarah Dessen's books. And I'm quite sure that a lot of the reality and the feelings, the heartbreak that Delilah faces having a boyfriend who is literally a world away, or then in the sequel, facing the realities of having a boyfriend near you when it's not quite as fantastic as you thought it was going to be. All of those things, I think, are things Sarah Dessen has always touched upon in her YA literature brilliantly. I was a little removed from YA literature by the time I started writing it. But, it's an interesting genre in that the largest growing group of young adult readers are actually adult women. And I think that's because it's very easy for us to remember that blush of first love and the dizziness that you felt when that guy walked around a corner and you locked eyes with him. To be able to capture that moment in print and to transport someone all the way back there is a huge magic in and of itself. And why wouldn't you want to go back there, even if you're in your 40s or 50s?
Right. And I think a lot of YA books are unfairly categorized because they are so good. They're good for all readers, I think that. Now, if you could step into the pages of one book yourself, what book would that be? Would it be Gone with the Wind?
No. I've moved on. And I have to say, I don't know that I'd want to step into the pages of this book, but I'd really like to run off with its hero. Does that count?
Yeah.
I would say my current book crush would probably be Jamie Fraser from the Outlander series.
I
have him for a long time, and it's very nice to see him being brought to life in a Starz original series. Although I think I'd have a pretty good time with Mr. Darcy, too. I think I'm every bit as smart as Elizabeth Bennet. I think I could do all right.
Oh, I think you do just fine. So you would bring them out of the pages of a book, too, just like Prince
Albert. I wouldn't mind going back to the Regency era, but I think I'd have a hard time being a woman back then. I have a hard enough time being a woman right now, so I think it would be tough back then. And, what's unfortunate is that I have been called a whiner. It's been said that I must have sour grapes because I didn't get 3 New York Times reviews. Frankly, I get plenty of reviews, and I get terrific sales, and I have the best readers on the planet. I'm really not too worried about me. I'm very, very lucky. But like I said, there are a lot of women who I would like to just take a flashlight and, spotlight for a moment, because people may not know about them since they don't seem to have the same ability to capture the attention of traditional media review outlets. So no, I'm not really doing it to bring attention to myself. I'm really doing it because I think you should be reading these women.
Well, your books usually debut at the top of the New York Times bestseller list, so it's very generous of you.
Well, it's the right thing to do, and these are women who've given me great reading pleasure. Why shouldn't I share that?
I think that's so interesting that so many women will take it as that model, that once they have power, they can use it to empower others, that is the best thing we can do.
I think so. If I can leave behind that legacy, I'm really proud to leave behind that legacy. I think that's a great thing.
Well, you've left it behind in your person and your books already. So.
Well, thank you.
And you've written Wonder Woman. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Tell us about the first thing you did with Wonder Woman. I do love that so much.
Well, the first thing I did, I'm only the second woman to ever write the Wonder Woman comic book series. The first one was in the 1980s. And so when they asked me to work on it, the first thing I did was try to change her costume, because if you are a woman, you know that you will not be fighting crime in a bustier, right? You need at least straps. And, all these guys in the comic book world were like, no, absolutely not. She is actually still going to be wearing a bustier. So, that was the best I could do, but I tried.
It's the wisdom of Jodi Picou, and we need more of it. So, thank you so much.